From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The only congressman charged in the Jack Abramoff corruption and bribery scandal was sentenced today. Former Ohio Republican Representative Bob Ney was sentenced to 30 months in prison. The court did not allow microphones, but NPR's Peter Overby was there and has this report.
Mary Butler leads the Justice Department's team in the Abramoff case. She rarely speaks in court. But this morning, she personally made the argument for increasing the 2-year sentence that Ney's lawyers were seeking. Butler won the argument, and then some. She suggested 3 months more. Judge Ellen Siegel Huvell made it 6. Huvell noted that Ney's crime was not an isolated incident. Rather, over a period of 4 years, he had solicited and taken bribes, vacationed on Abramoff's tab in Scotland, twice gone gambling in London casinos with someone else's money. And in exchange, he had tried to legislate and influence contracts. Huvell did take note of Ney's 26-year career in public service, but added this, quote, "Whether or not you've represented your constituents well on one level, you violated the public trust." Ney was tight-lipped, but calm and almost matter-of-fact. Before the sentence was handed down, he read a statement saying he was thankful for his career in public service and sorrowful that he had let it end this way. As he has before, he took responsibility for the crimes and said he will battle, quote, "the demons of addiction that are within me." Huvell is recommending that Ney serve his sentence in a treatment program for drug and alcohol abuse at a federal prison in Morgantown, West Virginia. That's also not far from Ney's home. Besides Ney and Abramoff, 6 others have been charged or pleaded guilty in the probe. In addition, the House Ethics Committee extracted a small fine from Republican Congressman Tom Feeney of Florida for trips he took at Abramoff's expense. A former top official at the Interior Department, Stephen Griles, has also been told that he's a target of the probe. Ney's sentencing took about 30 minutes, and it came almost exactly 12 hours after the Senate approved major changes to ethics and disclosure rules governing lawmakers and lobbyists. The Senate bill must be reconciled with a bill from the House before going to the president's desk. If this bill had been law a few years ago, Ney would have found it far more difficult to do what he did. Or, at least, he, Abramoff, and others would have had more disclosure requirements to circumvent in hiding their secret deals. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.